The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:04, ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. John and Del now the rest of the way here on the show. Just one more hour. If you want to get in, you get time.
And it's what a big hour. It's a big hour, John.
It's what?
In 25 minutes.
Ooh,
it's Throw Shade Thursday. So, guys, be ready.
Ooh.
Guys and ladies, be ready for that. If you want to throw some shade at somebody. If you got shade at Cousin Greg, otherwise known as Garrett Cole, you can throw shade at him. If you're really upset about the Texans for whatever reason, throw shade at him. And, of course, we always welcome shade at people who work here.
Oh, well, not really. That's not what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's the best shade of the week. Like, when people out of the blue go start ranking the people who work here and say they're trash, it's pretty good stuff.
See, I makes me a little uncomfortable.
I don't do it because, although I don't like talking to people, I respect people who work here. But if you are out there and you listen to a show and you think, well, that's not great, call in. Who are we to judge? That's the whole point of throw shade. Throw your shade at everyone.
Yeah, I just don't like. I wish we didn't do that.
Why?
Because it makes me uncomfortable. Because I know that they feel bad about themselves after they get
you think
the shade.
AJ feels bad about himself.
AJ does. Yes.
AJ's like barely here. He's not even going to be here in a month.
Oh, he's a short time.
Yeah, just throw shade at AJ.
There's no question.
Like, if you all want to direct your shade at AJ, that's great. There's nobody to answer to. He won't be here.
So the news yesterday, Texans aren't going to have a minicamp. Okay. We talked ad nauseum about it. Astros win. Greinke tonight against Eduardo Rodriguez. Lance McCullers starts in Sugarland tonight.
And I'm just glad the timing of the game, so it's not a getaway day where Dusty throws out his fourth best lineup. Because
you don't know. He might do that.
It's a night game.
I know it's a night game, but he still might do that.
Can we not?
He tried to lose the game yesterday with Straw followed by Stubbs.
Well, the Stubbs thing is one thing, but you get off of Straw. He's at 245. What?
You got a 600 OPS.
Understood, but Straw at 245, wouldn't you have taken that coming into the year?
Yeah, if I told actually, you Straw was my buddy, we almost had a bet on he's going to hit 250. I had him hitting 250.
Well, yeah, if he gets there, good. It's a good year for Straw. Understood you'd rather see the guy with more pop.
No. Listen, but here's the thing is I'd rather see McCormick.
That's what I'm saying. He's the guy with more pop.
Right. Yeah, I would rather give the guy a shot. I know this. Chaz McCormick's dad can't be more pissed off right now. Can't be more pissed. I'm telling you. He is it's eating at his stomach. I've gone through this with watching JT behind quarterbacks. Rice was 0-7, and they wouldn't play him. He's already a redshirt freshman. He'd sat his year, and it was like, what? Give the young guy when you're terrible. Wouldn't play him. At Missouri State, they went on a streak of 1-19. And I was like, what? Are you kidding me? And when Chaz McCormick has 5 homers in 95 at-bats or whatever it is and 19 RBIs, you're like, what are you doing? How can he not get on the field? How can he not play? Why wouldn't you give him a chance to play every day? And this is Chaz McCormick is doing this with, you know, as opposed to consecutive at-bats, but, you know, getting into a groove playing every night, he's doing it here and there. And it's like, if he's this good and hitting this well with these kind of at-bats off and on, I can't imagine how well he might do if he plays every day. My point is, give him a 10-game run. It's 1/16th of the season. Let him play and see what kind of hitter he can be. Because the kid... the only one that can keep Chaz McCormick down is Dusty.
You think he's like Dean Smith and Michael Jordan?
Yes. He's the Michael Jordan of the Astros.
Oh, wow.
Now, listen, he's not that good, but who knows? Who knows how good he can be? We know what Straw is. Straw will still do the same. He'll still hit, you know, 0 homers, and he'll hit a single every 4th at bat. if he doesn't play for a week. He will still hit a single every fourth at bat, okay? So let's, or fifth at bat, let's give the kid a shot.
Yeah,
he's proven that he deserves it.
Not to Dusty, and that's all that matters right now.
I guess that's all that matters.
Keep Miles Straw and his 245 in the lineup.
So that, Phoenix won again. They looked really dominant. Rudy Gobert. Is it 3 out of 4 years now he's won Defensive Player of the Year?
I believe so. And if you ask any NBA fan, you're like, what? Guess no. But NBA Twitter, the people who write about the game are like, yeah, that he should get it. Like it was a dominant rookie, Defensive Player of the Year. I think he had 84 of a possible, was it 89 first place?
Who claimed that close. They should have been defensive? Drew Holiday?
I think Drew Holiday. Ben Simmons who claimed, right?
And I think Drew Holiday at one point said he should be Defensive Player of the Year.
I think Bam said it too. That's just a thing people do. But yeah. It wasn't even a contest as far as who voted on it. It was a clear winner runaway for Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. And okay, so, I mean, you put in the rundown, if I'm pissed about Ben Wallace being a Hall of Famer, mm-hmm. how am I going to feel about Rudy Gobert?
He averaged more points than Ben, and I know that was one of the things you harped on.
Do you think he's on his way to a Hall of Fame
How
career?
Old is Rudy Gobert? He's already won 3 Defensive Players of the Year awards. How old is he?
I'm sorry. But
he's only 28. If he stacks like 5 or 6 of them, you don't think they'll put him in? All-time?
Do you take the eye test? When you watched Ben Wallace, did you say, wow, that guy, that's a Hall of Famer?
I thought he was a great defensive player, but I didn't think he would make the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. Are you kidding? I know it's easy. It's the easiest in basketball.
If you're elite one-way players offensively have made the Hall of Fame, like guys who only play offense, who are not good defenders, and they make it.
Well, James Harden is going to be a Hall of Famer.
I wasn't even going to use him as an example, but there is one. But elite... Elite offensive players who play no defense makes the Hall. Why is it such an affront that it happens on the opposite?
Because
end?
Defense isn't.
It's important.
It's important. It's not.
If you don't stop anybody, you don't win.
But I didn't even. Ben Wallace was good, but elite.
If he wins four. If he wins that many, he's an elite defensive player. So if you're an elite defensive player,
well, you block a lot of shots.
Well, that's not also. Well, maybe that was a thing now, but now people who vote on it look at how you play. Hedging and double teams and on your man defense and just team defense. So I think it goes more into it than block shots. But if you are the best, look, I don't care. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. If you are the best thick player at one asset facet of the game, why should offense mean more than defense?
Well, because it's an offensive sport, first of all.
Well, you have to score to win, but you also have to get stops to win too.
Yeah, you do, but I mean, ask anybody, the elite offensive player, the elite defensive player, guess which one you're taking?
That's what I'm saying. I understand.
It's so much more important.
But if you're really good at...
So much more important.
I understand, but Dame Lillard is a bad defender, and people isolate him over and over again. That's why Portland doesn't have much success. They don't ever get out of second rounds because, you know, except for that one time, because they can't get stops.
But
so it's very important.
He was without a doubt a Hall of Famer.
I'm not questioning Dame Lillard. I'm just telling you, one of the reasons Portland doesn't win more games, because they have a small backcourt and they don't get stops. So if Rudy Gobert is the best at what he does and he does it over a 7-year span, why isn't that a Hall of Famer?
But again, he's a big man. He should.
But not all big men are good defenders.
No, not all big men are. But historically, is that not a big man award? Other than Michael Jordan, but that's the best ever because he was elite on both sides of the floor. But for the most part, you're going to find that the big man is going to win to be the best defender because he blocks so many shots. Hakeem Olajuwon was one of the greatest defenders ever because he blocked shots.
Dennis Rodman won it twice, and he was a small forward shooting. Yeah, Sidney Moncrief won it twice. So yeah, but to your point, it's usually a big man. But Draymond has won it. Kawhi has won it.
Draymond's a big man.
He's 6'8". It's not really a big. Yeah, that's not the big man
forward.
You're talking. He's not even.
No,
six.
But he's a forward.
And to be honest, Draymond's not even 6'8". That's what he's listed at. But you talking about shot blockers. Draymond's not a shot blocker.
No, but he's okay. Draymond is okay. There's the
Kawhi has won it. So yeah, to your point, traditionally I'm just looking run down the list. Guys have won it. Did you know Michael Jordan only won the award once?
That's it?
Yeah, and it was back before he was really a giant megastar. He won it in 87-88.
Oh, he should have won it one.
Well, Hakeem was winning them. Rodman was winning them.
Well, that's true.
Gary Payton, yes, are on our test. So what you're saying is correct. Traditionally, big men have won it, but they have given the award to non-traditional shot blockers. I just think if you can give it to an elite offensive player who that's all he does, I will make the argument. If all Rudy Gobert does is block shots, that's, by the way, that's not all he does. I think he's the double-double guy. Fine. Put him in a hall. The hall doesn't have real standards anyway, in my eyes.
No. Again, I mean, every year there's two Russian female basketball players that make the Hall of Fame. I'm nothing against Russian female basketball
being
players.
A little disrespectful.
No, I'm not being a little disrespectful. It's just a fact. So, I mean, that's what your Hall of Fame is. That's what your Hall of Fame is. Guess what? There's no Russian women football players
Do women play football in Russia?
I don't know. They might.
I've never seen them.
I've never seen them not do it.
Yes, you have. You've seen them not do it.
Well, I've seen them not do it, but I don't know that they don't. I don't know. Mm. You don't know. What about the lingerie league? They don't have any Hall of Famers.
Was it in Russia?
No. What about here? The lingerie league? No Hall of Famers?
Well, they haven't been out of the league long
enough. It's pro football.
It's a 5-year wait. They haven't been out of the league long enough.
He might have played the first year and retired.
Well, did they play enough games is the question.
That's all.
Longevity plays a part in it, too.
All right. 10:15 ESPN 97.5. It's a little early for Throw Shade Thursday, Andrew. So,
Andrew, if you'd like to wait till 10:30.
Yeah, it's 10:30 to throw shade, but okay. And Milo wants to get in here on the other side on ESPN 97.5.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:18 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 7378037776. Throw Shade Thursday, just 7 minutes away. So get your shade ready. Who needs shade? There's plenty of candidates this week. Who said something, did something to irk you? Who, you know, I don't know what they did to you in any. And it doesn't have to be an athlete. It could be your neighbor. The dog pooped in your yard, or the neighbor pooped in your yard, or whatever. Whatever it is that happened. Maybe, you know, you got shafted on, you bought an ounce of weed and it was, you know, a couple grams short of it, whatever the case may be. If something happened that you need to throw some shade at somebody, let's go. And it can be a hoax, but let it be me or Dell, because we're here to defend ourselves.
I appreciate the when you throw shade and there's no one here to defend themselves.
I know you do, but it makes me a little uncomfortable.
I mean, you can utter your disagreement with a grunt but allow people to get off their chest what they want to get off. And, of course, if you want to attack us, that's fine, too. But isn't it best when you can take your shot at someone and they can't respond?
Buddy of mine wanted a piece of Joel the other day because of his thoughts on Carlos Correa not being any good and should have taken the deal. And he's dumb and he's not as good as the other guys.
Well, your buddy should call in.
He should call in. But he's scared. He's a little biznotch.
Correa,
he won't do it.
Correa at 290 now.
Yeah. No. Carlos Correa is making himself some money. Carlos Correa bet on himself, and he's winning.
So far, he is winning.
So far, he's winning. Milo. Hey, Milo.
Well, come on, stop, amigos. Good morning, world.
How are you, Milo?
You know, I heard you talking about females. Sporting events. You know, I like to do in my pastime. You go to some of these college websites, for instance, Pepperdine University. They have a fantastic female soccer team. Whoa! Here lately, since the Dash have come over to the great city of Houston, my love of women's sports has gone through the roof. Oh!
Yeah, I can see your love of women's sports. Okay.
Hello, Dell. Have you thought about maybe going down there? There's a street on the other side of the great city of Channel View. It's called Delldale. You go down there after a few cocktails, and you pick up, you take that sign. It's got part of your name in there, Pally. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. Yeah,
you know, I got a street named after me, too. I've been known to steal it every now and again. You go down there late at night, you take Milo away, back in the hens, back where it belongs. Oh.
Milo, you called in, and the call screener said you wanted to talk about Miles Straw. Do you still want to talk about Miles Straw?
You know, I think Chaz McCormick needs to get a little bit more playing time. I agree with Johnny.
Thank you.
I think Chaz's parents.
I would think you'd be on Dusty's side because you're both old.
Not in there.
Right.
He did agree with you that the parents would be upset.
Yeah, the parents are going to be. His dad is going nuts, I'm telling you right now. His dad can't be more pissed off right now. I'm telling you. Thanks, Mom.
Did you get a little angry when your son was riding the pine?
I got a little angry.
Riding the pine. It's a little disrespectful.
Beat it, Milo.
That's disrespectful, Milo.
Beat it, Milo. Can't hardly understand him anyway.
Yeah. I'm not stealing any signs because I don't have cocktails, so your premise doesn't really apply to me, Milo.
Yeah. We don't. We got more people. Brian
want to get in early.
Byron wants to talk about Garrett Cole. What do you say? Is it Brian or Byron? Hey, Brian.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Yeah, I want to talk about Sticky Finger Cole. Was it me or was he trying to blame the Astros for his sticky fingers? He said, I learned from my mentors. And was he saying the Astros coach?
Well, I think he said I think it's passed down. And I don't know, maybe it was Verlander, maybe it was Stromy, I don't know. Listen, it's such a common thing in baseball that I don't think you can pinpoint. It's something that's been happening forever. I mean, Gaylord Perry made the Hall of Fame, and you could see the Vaseline that was just falling off his face. And the Emery board that's out of the pocket. I mean, guys have been doctoring baseballs forever.
I mean, the infamous Mike Scott. Remember when he's on the mound, he throws it, thinking the umpire don't see it. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous. Everybody gets an edge. There's an edge in every sport. Back to LeBron, you know, his little edge, if you touch him, he falls down. He gets three free throws. You know, they're ballerina acts and they're paid actors these days. So I say, you know, get them all. And if you don't get caught, you don't get caught. This is what it is.
But if you do, if you do get caught, you get tossed. Guess what?
That's it. You talk.
Beat it.
Now he got sticky lips because he don't know how to open them. You know what I mean?
Well,
you guys have a good day.
All right, man. All right, let's get Sean in here. Hey, Sean. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Since it's Pride Month, how do you think Lance Berkman would handle a gay player on HBU's team? And also, who would you rather have as a weather girl, Myra Moreno or Micah Hatfield or Bree Berry? Just y'all's thoughts.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you. Long time listener, first time caller.
No, that's a lie. All of it's Eric. A lie.
And I'm not answering any of those. It's too dumb. Too dumb to answer.
Eric, you could call up as Eric. I mean, your voice is very distinctive. You're not fooling us.
No, but he probably thinks I won't go.
No, you'll go to him. You don't care.
I know. I don't care about Eric.
Yeah.
All right, before we get to Throw Shade Thursday, Dell, baseball's looking to expand. Maybe two more cities.
Uh-huh.
Do you see this?
I know. Is Seattle still one of the... Not Seattle. I'm thinking of basketball. Who are the...
No,
what,
yeah, no.
Who are the cities?
A-Rod wants to... How about this? Raleigh-Durham/Cary.
Uh-huh.
Because it's such a... The Bulls
synonymous
have been so
with baseball,
good.
Yeah,
it is synonymous with baseball. Orlando, Florida. Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville is trying really hard to get into major
you
sports.
You know what? I know, but I don't know. Is that city big enough for four teams?
They have football, hockey, and they want baseball as well.
And they want baseball as well. And I think they're talking about basketball, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Man, Nashville, slow down. I don't know if you got the infrastructure for it. And Austin, Texas.
Now, Austin is getting a soccer team. in the MLS.
And listen, now, one pro team, I think, now baseball's the hardest because it's 81 home games.
Correct.
So that's the hardest of all of them.
Actually, and to correct myself, Austin already has, their soccer team is playing now. So I know that's been a push for them to get more into major sports.
Well, yeah, I mean, but you better watch what you wish for. I mean, can you handle it?
Well,
I mean, it's growing.
Well,
no
people
question.
From L.A. are moving to Austin. Yeah. We know people are moving in. Will they have enough of an influx where they can support a baseball team?
Do they have the infrastructure with the highway system?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the traffic now in Austin with a baseball team playing every night?
And things have changed for them, but it would be another one of those things where the people of Austin, the traditional people of Austin, are losing what Austin was. If you bring in a big time professional sports team, soccer's like, okay, we get it. But a big time professional sports team, like,
Austin's already changed anyway.
Yeah, I think that's done.
Already changed.
Yeah,
that would be weird. All right, speaking of weird, it's news. You know, the Throw Shade Thursday.
You can call in. I don't know if, Gil, you have shade to throw at women's sports or not. I think you just want to talk about women's sports, but I don't think you have time.
Yeah, Gil,
anymore,
we're going to have Throw Shade Thursday. If you want to throw shade at women's sports, you're more than welcome.
I am less accepting of that as opposed to taking shots. Gil, if you want to throw shade at one of our
callers,
coworkers, great.
What? Or one of the callers that made fun of women's sports.
Or one of our coworkers who makes
or
fun of women's sports.
I mean, if women's sports
can
catch it.
I mean, I'm not a fan of that, but sure, if you want to.
And why can't women's sports catch it? Everybody else catches it around. I catch it all the time around here.
As well you should. What did women's sports do?
What did
they
do? And so should men's sports. You know what? NBA's caught it. It sucks this year. NBA sucks this year. You don't play any defense. You know what? Equal opportunity for women. You can catch some shade, too.
I'm back
away. It's 1028 ESPN 97.5. Throw Shade Thursday. 713-780-37. We got a full board already, so when somebody gets off, 713-780-3776.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10:32 on ESPN 97.5. So it is time. Every Thursday we do this. Who wronged you in any way, shape, or form? We've got a full board. This is the first time, I think, before we even went to break, we had a full board, Del.
Well, we had a guy call in during the first segment when we mentioned it, so he's been waiting for a while.
Yeah, Andrew's been holding, so he's going to be first up. He wants to throw some shade. So, Del, this is an awfully important time. Are you ready?
Let's throw some shade!
This is Throw Shade Thursday, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com.
Tonight, it's time to throw some, make some shade. Andrew's been waiting. This is going to be good. He's been waiting 25 minutes to throw some shade. He's ready. Andrew?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I got to throw some shade on my upstairs neighbors. Me and they have a little kid, and they've been jumping And it's just hard. We left them a note. Me and my fiance left them a note. They're like, all right, we'll stop. They're up and running at 3 a.m. every day.
They're up at 3 a.m. and the kid is jumping up and down?
Oh, yeah. And then it's a stupid idiot baby, fat-ass baby, making all this ruckus.
Make some shade.
I agree.
You appreciate that.
Stupid idiot fat-ass baby.
Stupid idiot fat ass baby.
Thank you, Andrew. You made my day.
Oh, Dale, did you hear about the woman who said she had 10 kids at once? Take them off.
No, I did not hear about that.
You did not? Yeah, she had 10 babies in one.
In one at
she
in
was
one
pregnant
sitting?
With 10. Yes.
How do you survive the pregnancy?
I have no
idea. They just
10.
They just steal all the nutrients from you?
What if you accidentally impregnated a woman and she was pregnant with 10?
You could have stopped at what if you accidentally impregnate a woman. But if you're adding 9 more children, it's just time to end your existence.
It's all done.
Yeah.
Alex is up. What up, Alex?
What's up? What's up, guys? I just got some shade to throw at my girlfriend's kid brother. I'm studying at her parents' house this weekend because I've got a class I'm taking. And just at the right time, whenever he walks in the room, I'm looking down at my phone. This kid who is flunking out of college for like the third time has the nerve to tell me, study. Get out of here, dude. You literally live on daddy's credit card. Don't tell me anything. And then also, as far as Bigot Berkman goes, he probably had that guy pray the gay away.
Oh. Make some shade.
He said Bigot Gilbert?
No, he didn't say Bigot Gilbert. He said Bigot Berkman.
Oh, that's terrible. That is awful. Gil is here. Hey, Gil, you're going to throw some shade?
What's up, guys? I don't know if I'm going to throw some shade, but I didn't like women's sports either. Couldn't stand it. But I changed my mind because 4 years ago, my niece started playing for Oklahoma. I couldn't stand that she went there, but they won national championship freshman year, and they're going for one today at 2 o'clock this evening. If they win, it'll be your second national champion in 4 years. COVID was in between, so she already graduated, but she got redshirted.
Congratulations. Congratulations. So hopefully it goes well because they're playing Florida State, and screw Florida State.
After she graduates and this is over, I'm going to go back to hating women's sports again.
Okay. Well, good for
I
you.
Guess there is some shade there.
That's some shade at women's sports.
Yeah, I don't like...
How about that their national championship game is at 2 o'clock?
Well...
I mean, I saw one woman what, was...
Is there a game? Is ESPN
this
carrying...
This is the kind of respect that women's...
ESPN's carrying basketball on... But why can't they just put on ESPN2 in primetime?
I don't know. They have a deal with them for... It's got to be on ESPN. It might be.
Well, what did the women's national title game in basketball was like a pregame for the Sunday night baseball game. Same deal. Where it was in the... This is even earlier, though.
Yeah, and this is a Thursday,
yeah,
not Sunday.
That's true.
Ryan is next. What's going on, Ryan?
What's going on, fellas? I want to throw shade at that bitch Mike Fiers for snitching. Mm-hmm. I also want to throw shade on the Astros, the core Astros that snitched on themselves, man. If they'd have just denied it, you know, everybody would be talking about how good we are right now. I also want to throw shade on Johnny G for taking off last Friday, making me listen to Lance for 3 hours, man. Come on,
four
man.
4 hours.
I'm throw some. Make
you,
some
listen, you listen to Lance for 3 hours. I can't correct him. He's right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, logistically, it was an extra hour.
He stayed 4?
Yeah.
He did stay 3. Maybe he only listened 3.
Well, he always stays 3, though.
No, but maybe he only listened. Oh, okay. He listened all 3 hours.
I got you. Maybe he doesn't always hear. Maybe he doesn't always hear.
Yeah.
All 3.
I don't
know. You're right about that.
Peyton is next. Lance is catching. He's not even here.
That's good. Terrible. I love when people catch and they're not here.
What up, Peyton?
What's going on, guys? I just wanted to throw shade at people that call cornhole bags. I think that's the stupidest thing ever. I've lived all over the place, and it's always been called cornhole. I don't know where people got bags from, but it's stupid, and it needs to end.
There it is.
No. I'm throwing some,
hey, idiots.
Some shade.
It's called cornhole, okay? You call it by its right name, Peyton says. 713-780-3776. If you want in here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Kirby, I have a feeling I know what this is about. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, I want to throw some shade at the Texas legislature. Can we please pass legal weed and legal freaking sports gambling? What is going on? Yeah. Please.
Make some shade.
And I'm going to throw casino gambling in there, too. A-holes, let's go. Move it. This is what the people want. La raza, ¿qué pasó, mijo?
Bring for the one time, Juanito G. Bring back Raheezy.
Delvencito! Para tres.
Para tres, gentlemen, good morning. Two quick shades, gentlemen. City of Humble, why y'all still got taking pictures of people crossing the roads, man? I was trying to find a house out here. Y'all ticket me $75, man, you can shove it up your butthole, man. And then here's my second shade. Lazy J, you are a piece of crap. I reserved the favorite. Went to the strip club, reserved that VIP table for you, and you didn't want to answer your phone for your birthday? You a bitch, bro. Shade thrown.
I am throw some, wow. Make some shade.
All right. Let's go to Lazy J. Hey, buddy. What you think of what he just said about you?
What's going on, Johnny G? R.I.P. Raheel. Damn. Hey, buddy. Got a question for you.
Hold on. I got a question for you, too. Hold on. I got a question for you first. Why are you such a bitch? You didn't hear what Larosa said about you?
Man, he wanted to go to some white girl strip clubs. Man, I don't get down with the white girls like that, man. Come on now.
Lazy
it's
J.
All about the black girls.
Lazy J, you're lighter than me. What you talking about? I'm darker than you, Lazy J. Okay. What you talking about? You're team Philip Lindsay.
Okay, orange meat. Okay, orange meat. Not dark meat, orange meat. Okay, I got you. But yeah, my quick shade this week is going to be to my wife's cousin. We were over there last Sunday watching the game, Mexico versus the United States, and he was talking stuff the whole time. Even though Mexico really lost that game, United States really didn't win that game. So he kept saying that Mexico sucks and why am I going for Mexico if I'm from the United States? And I asked him, hey, how are you talking about you for the United States? You weren't even born here. You're a dirty salvy.
Because he's a racist son of a bitch.
He always, why do you have to refer to people from El Salvador that way? Larosa's from El Salvador. Apparently, his wife's cousin is from El Salvador.
Larosa just called him a bitch.
Huh? Yeah, well, huh? Still, that calling you a bitch because you didn't show up at the strip club is one thing, but dirty, it's harsh. That's all.
Oh, look who's here, Easterby. Easterby is calling in and wants to throw some shade. Hey, Easterby.
Yeah, I like to throw some one fish, two fish shade at Lance Zierlein.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we don't need to hear. I'm tired of your liberal bitch ways on air. We don't need to hear your statistics about why we need to take the vaccine and all that. And I'm tired of your trash ass takes in general.
Make some shade.
Easterby, giving Lance.
And you want it.
You don't want
people to throw shade at
no,
the host.
No, that's ugly. That's my partner he's talking about.
You smirked and had a little giggle.
No, I didn't. I was like, no, this is ugly.
Come on. This is the stuff we're here for.
No, it's not what we're here for.
That's what I'm here
that's
for.
That's my boy and he's talking about
look,
it like that.
I don't. Look, to be honest, I got to be fair. I don't like Lance. So, I mean, maybe I'm a little biased on this. But this is what we're here for.
I ain't here for that content. All right.
You're here for the wrong type of content, then. That's good stuff.
Mito.
Hey. I need to make some shade at my barber. Now, the cut came out fire, but this jackass got the AC on 75 on a hot-ass day. I'm sweating under the gown and everything. This ain't a third-world country like Memphis, Tennessee. Man, turn off some AC, man. Shade thrown.
Make some shade.
Third-world country. JT is here. On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What up, JT?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
What up, fellas? Hey, I want to throw some shade at the Blitz at Fred Fowler and Sugar Bridges. I think he was filled in for AJ the other day. I forgot his name. On Tuesday?
Yeah, I don't know. Which one? He called him Sugar Bridges, I think, but I don't know who it was.
There's a few different guys.
Yeah, Sugar Bridges.
Okay.
Yeah, he was on that. They were talking about a bidet. And he was just going crazy. I'm trying to eat my lunch, and here I got some guy on there talking about how he was just most wonderful thing in the world, and Fred Fowler looking like a wounded peacock with his hair. He's sitting on there just pumping him up. I mean, you need to throw shade. It should be college. Two guys in a bidet. Stay strong, man.
Make some shade.
See, that's what you want?
Yes!
No.
Yes!
This is not
he called a guy Sugar Britches and said Fred looked like a peacock. Of course! This is what I'm looking for. What's the matter with you?
This is not what...
This is perfect!
What it devolved into.
This is perfect. Look, John feels a certain way. I feel a certain way. I mean, we are open to taking our criticism, too. But if you just want to make this throw shade at Gal Media, go right ahead.
I'm not here for this, okay?
Sugar Britches wasn't good. I don't even know who he's talking about, and I loved it.
When we come back, a model says she can she can have orgasms just by thinking about it. And a retired nun is a thief. We got that and more on News of the Weird. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 1047 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Going for the sweep tonight in Boston. Lance McCullers gets the start at Sugarland. That's big news. What's the basketball game tonight? Utah?
We got Utah and the Clippers, and the Bucks and Nets are back in action as well.
Okay.
And we found out who Sugar Bridges is.
Who is it?
A guy named Brad Kilner. I don't think I've ever met him. He was filling in on Tuesday with Fred.
Okay. Good for him. So there is a story. We missed it yesterday. A retired nun pled guilty to embezzling $835,000 from a Los Angeles school for her gambling habit.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Margaret Krupper, 79, charged with one count of wire fraud and one count of money laundering on Tuesday, has agreed to a plea deal. She had taken a vow of poverty as a nun, but... okay, now the school is crying.
It's crying poverty. Poor. Now, you went to a school with nuns, right?
I did.
Think of the
St. Linus.
Think of those nuns. Which one is most likely to have a gambling? They're not alive anymore, but think of which one would be most likely to have a gambling problem.
Yeah, I don't remember any of their names.
Okay.
So it would be awfully different. There was a couple that were kind of hot nuns.
I wasn't, you know? That's not what I was talking about, but thanks.
But most of them were older with rulers, then they would crack
hit you. Yeah.
They give you a crack and any misstep, you get a crack with a ruler.
The dichotomy of being at a school with the hot nuns got to be a weird thing. Like you, what age were you when you went to that school?
All through grammar school.
So until 8th grade. When you're just developing that whole, hey, girls are pretty, I want to be interested in girls, and you got a hot nun, you're like,
yeah,
How do I feel about a bride of Christ being hot?
Yeah. Well, I can't. Why? It can't be pretty?
No, I'm not saying they can't be, but if you're a kid and they're supposed to be this bastion of Christianity and being faithful to the Lord, and you're like, nah, but you're kind of hot. I don't really care about that stuff you're talking about God right now.
Yeah.
What's under that habit?
It's tough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird.
There's nothing easy about that, but it happened. Apparently, scientists taught monkeys the concept of money.
Okay.
What do you think was one of the first things that happened?
They stole money from the other monkeys?
No. The first prostitute monkey appeared. They exchanged money.
That is amazing. Because, you know, they call it the oldest profession.
The oldest profession.
Even monkeys know. You know, a quick way to make a buck.
I mean, I think that's just proof that is not.
Yeah.
That's not a wives' tale.
That is clearly the thing. When you understand what money can buy, even if it's an illicit service, it always devolves back into sex.
That's it.
Even for the monkeys.
I can buy this? Wait a minute.
You'll take this for money? I don't have to be charming or nice to someone you're actually attracted to?
You'll actually do it? Okay. I'm in. A Texas representative, not all that bright, Louis Gohmert.
Okay.
Representative for Texas. Here's what he had to say. I understand. I don't know why. What is BLM? It's not Black Lives Matter, is it?
Why would it be asked if you the USFS or BLM? It has to be. I don't know why he's asking them.
I don't know. I understand from what's been testified to the Forest Service and the BLM, it can't be Black Lives Matter.
It can't be. Can it?
You want very much to work on the issue of climate change. Yes. Well, I was informed by the immediate past director of NASA that they found that the moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. We know there's been significant solar flare activity. All very good.
The Bureau of Land Management.
Yeah. And so is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM could do to change the course of the moon's orbit? or the Earth's orbit around the sun, obviously that would have profound effects on our climate. I'll have to get back to you on that one, said Miss Iberline.
Now, BLM is the Bureau of Land Management.
Okay.
I just don't know if they can change the Earth's orbit.
Did he ask if we could change the moon's orbit? Did he really ask that?
Change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun.
Yeah.
Because obviously that would have profound effects on our climate. Was he just being like, guys, you're asking for the impossible?
No, he was
to make a point?
Can we change it? Because look, it seems like there's more solar flare. Let's see if we can't change the moon's orbit.
My response would be, how do you think we go about changing the moon's orbit?
That's why we're asking BLM.
No, that's what be my response to him. Sir, what do you think we do here?
I'm going to have to get back to you on that one, she said.
We're the Bureau of Land Management.
No, she went Garrett Cole on him.
I don't know.
It would be an appropriate response.
I don't quite know how to answer that.
Everyone would be right about that.
That is the appropriate response, Garrett, to that question.
Asking us to change the orbit of the moon.
Abertay University in Scotland. Apparently, they had an investigation, though. Lisa Keogh, she was speaking on the strength between the sexes, women having to compete against trans women. And, well, an investigation followed because she said that women have vaginas. So they launched an investigation into this statement. But they found that she did nothing wrong.
I know there is that whole taking it on its face and serious. I know there's the whole thing about the vagina does not determine what a woman is, and people can argue. Sure, it does. That's biological. I just wish we didn't invest and use money on things that don't need to be invested in.
Well, I don't think we need a university investigation into when someone says that a woman has a vagina.
Who cares? And yeah, do I care? Even if you disagree, do I care that this person said this, that we need to use money to investigate?
So. Well, no, there were plenty of students who complained about it.
I'm sure they were, because I know the argument about what determines a woman. But
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Well, that you're on Gohmert's. What's the person's name again?
Gohmert.
Gohmert's side. I thought that's the other guy's name.
Well, no, Gohmert was
the representative. Whatever this woman's name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm on her side. Lisa.
Yeah, I'm sure people are on Lisa's side, and you mentioned the students. I just wish we didn't have to use money to investigate an opinion that some people have and other people don't. Who cares? I don't care about that.
I'm looking at an LA Instagram model. She's a very nice-looking young lady. Apparently, she says that she can have an orgasm just by thinking about it. Del, do you ever have an orgasm just by thinking about it?
Thinking about it right now, and no,
are you? And you're not.
And no.
Thank God, because Nick is like, "Hey, please stop thinking about it, Del."
Nick's seen worse things.
No, but Nick's next up.
I
don't want that.
But I'm gone, so I don't care.
He doesn't want that. He don't want you having an orgasm.
No, I can't just simply think about it and want to.
She can.
Well, congratulations.
How about that? She doesn't even need a man.
Talk about superpowers.
Well, how about that?
Everyone's talking about teleportation and flying. I take that superpower.
Apparently, there's a man who was lucky to be alive. In Santa Rosa, California, he was stuck for 2 days inside farm equipment at a California vineyard. And they found him, and he is now fine. But do you think that you'd want to be... Oh, he looks like he's in a tiny little silo.
It is. I don't have a lot of fears, but that one would be like getting stuck someplace with no one.
He decided to climb into the shaft of the vineyard fan. Became completely stuck inside the shaft.
And someone had to come rescue him. And it took 2 days for them to find him.
Yeah. He's got a bald spot. He needs to see Doc Linville.
That's what you're taking from the story?
France is sending a second Statue of Liberty to America.
Why do we need a second one?
It's only 10 feet tall.
What's it for?
It's been outside of a French embassy or something, and now they're sending it to the U.S., and they're going to put it outside their embassy in Washington, D.C.,
Oh, so it still will be on French territory then?
Outside the French ambassador's residence.
Okay.
In Washington, D.C. But we get another one. Hey, France, way to go.
Are we really getting... Isn't that...
We need another one.
But if it's on French of the consulate soil? Isn't it just isn't that just still a French territory? Right.
That's outside his residence. I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Then that's probably in the United States. Then.
Yeah.
Thanks, France.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, France. Way to go, France. There's nothing else good about you except you send us Statues of Liberty.
Well, I mean, that's not the
no.
Type
literally,
of,
there's nothing else good about
you. Don't
them.
You haven't taken anything from France that you like? Nothing.
Nothing. No French fries. That's it.
Of course.
That's it. That's the only thing
that's
I like.
That's the one thing Americans always go to.
And guess what Raul never brings? French fries.
Because they don't travel well from where he is.
I don't care about that.
Can you stop bashing a local businessman with your platform, please?
10:57.
Leave Raul.
Get some fries then. And you know what? And the bashing
you're
will end.
A terrible person.
It's time to go. Charlie Polillo is up next. Y'all have a great day, everybody.
ESPN 97.5.